you handed everything to that, and your intelligence understands the rule, and no way that it will understand the exception. The thing you are looking for is exception. So you should look somewhere else. And don't tell me there is nowhere else. There is this dream stuff, right? That was the first story. You explained it. You remember. Then there was the second story, a very short one. Because the point was very clear. So not that your intelligence is, let's say, has a handicap for exception, your observation is superficial. The judgment of your intelligence comes from that superficial one, the bald fellow and the parrot, right? Then, he said, something else. Remember, this intelligence is yours, and yours only. Therefore, it knows only you. So this is the basic of egocentrism. Look at it. Jealousy and wanting to kill the people who are not like you. This is the real problem. Then this is not the only problem. Another story, is it? And remember, this intelligence has one duty. It is just like a cop, isn't it? Do you remember what is this? Figuratively, when I say the intelligence, this intelligence has one duty, and it's like a cop, and a nasty one, and single-minded. Do you think about what? Do you remember how I repeated it here? And I said, I'll not get tired of repeating it. Systematically, I said, this is a system. This is an open system, and this is a living system with a valve of control. Controlling what goes in and what goes out, right? That's what the intelligence is doing. It's sitting inside. The universe is divided to me and the rest. And the duty is to control whatever is coming in or out. So it has only one single judgment. Something is either good or bad, right? Something should come in or go out, you see? One two-way direction, simplicity. The universe is not like that, life is not like that. This feeling about my personal effort and having some hopes from outside, which I don't know. He doesn't understand even this one. That's the confusion. Enough about your intelligence. There is something wrong with you, your attitude. You're looking for something to do what? To have. This is not the point here. Whatever subject we bring up, the first thing in your mind is this good for me or bad for me? Where should I park my car? What's in it for me? You said, forget about that. Second problem of the attitude is that you go to your black and white over there here, you should really experience it. And by experience, understand the mixtures of these two. How? Remember the story? It's the delegate from Caesar came here. You were looking for what's in it for me? Where is the palace? And all that. After that, he said, there is an experience, you should feel it. Two opposites together. Remember? Fear and if you feel this, okay, here, if you change your attitude, you don't label everything bad or good. There is a mixture, and you're experiencing that mixture. When you understand that, and will remember that we start with peaceful attitude, not contradiction and that kind of stuff, because we don't want to prove our point to you. We just want to show it to you. If you're ready, let's go. Where? Nature story. What was the nature story?
The parrot.
The parrot. Means?
Now
let me explain to you what love is. Love is in you. Love is not something here outside you. You will find and add to yourself. Love is in you. What is dormant? Not dormant. It's imprisoned in a cage. Who did it? Your merchant. This parrot wants to be outside because love, when it comes out, it is. When it's inside, it's just thought, feeling. It's not love. Goodness is when you do something good. You are the creator of love. That's how a lover can do. Because lover is giver of love. Beloved is receiving part of love. So there is no receiving. Your intelligence should understand this, is by giving. He explained it all, right? So, and to do that, because you have a lot of distractions here and there, and you're playing for this and that, you should focus on one thing only. That point of love, beloved. Play for that. Means think about love only. Become a love-creating machine, and that's that. That was the hard play. We go back to all of this again, because today we are at the point that we'll go back to review them all. Then the last story said, okay, last story is this. You should switch. You should make your brain do the thing that your heart is doing. And your heart to do what your brain is doing. Then you will do it really, because your totality is doing it. And what is that? It's not a big deal, remember. You cannot do a lot. We didn't say you are a hero or become a master of martial art or do this. This is a very simple thing. Take this jar you have with a little bit of water, whatever you have, your knowledge, take it to him outside of you. There is the caliph of that house. This was the final story, right? At the end of this story, is this paragraph, which I postponed it. So you should make a point at the end of this speech I gave. You see? Now make a point. It's very difficult for you. The only one that I expected to be able to do this should have been Alan. Because of that simple word. Grammarian. That grammarian, that word by itself has a lot of different meanings. One of the very far-fetched meaning of it is grammar. Guess what? The word is nahw. Is Arabic. It will be written like this. That's nahw. And yes, for the people who are at the fifth grade, if you ask them what is nahw, they will refer you to the grammar, because that's one of the courses they take. In that course, they teach nahw. Means yes, they teach grammar. What does that mean? I am an alien.